This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just into us this morning, U.S. regulators have opened up COVID-19 booster shots to all adults. Pfizer and Moderna announced the FDA's decision after at least 10 states already had started offering boosters to all adults. This comes as parts of the nation, like the Midwest, report a rising number of COVID cases. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A surge in cases in the upper Midwest has some Michigan schools keeping students home ahead of Thanksgiving, and the military sending medical teams to Minnesota to relieve hospital staffs overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients. The worsening outlook in the Midwest comes as booster shots are being made available to everyone in a growing number of locations. Massachusetts and Utah became the latest to say anyone 18 or older can roll up a sleeve for a booster shot.
Democrats hoping to vote yesterday on the social and environment bill got delayed by Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, who talked for more than 8 hours on the House floor overnight.
There's a reason why. This is a tipping point. This is a point of not coming back from.
But just minutes ago, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said this bill will help Americans with family issues, health challenges, and more.
Jobs, 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 jobs. Four-letter word. And it's better for climate. If you want your family to benefit from clean air, clean water, for the development of good-paying green jobs.
The Senate gets the bill after the House approval. The jury at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial returns today for a fourth day of deliberations. Thursday's court session was notable largely for the judge banning MSNBC from the courthouse after a freelancer was accused of following the jurors in their bus. This is AP News. AP correspondent Mike Rossi reports that two Iranians are now charged with threatening U.S. voters in 2020. Here's the latest on that story.
An indictment filed in federal court in Manhattan charges two suspected Iranian computer hackers in a broad campaign of interfering with the 2020 presidential election. Prosecutors say the goal was to intimidate American voters and undermine confidence in the results. Court documents say the Iranians created website messages that purported to be from the far-right group Proud Boys, threatening Democratic voters with physical harm if they didn't change party affiliation. They also targeted Republican officials with Facebook messages that falsely claimed Democrats were planning to commit voter fraud. The indictment names Iranian national Sayed Mohammad Hussein Musa Kazemi and Sajjad Kashian. They are not in custody and believed to be in Iran. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Rhode Island has a tentative deal to give state government workers $3,000 to get COVID shots. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.